Does it matter which mic I use?
Not this one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, here we go in 3, 2, and 1. You are tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. Joining me in the studio, I have some fabulous people here. I have Lynn Mumford. I have Carole Robinson. And I got the fabulous Brian Rowland here. Everybody's here because it's voter registration time.
That's what I'm talking about. I like
that. Am I the only one excited here?
No, girl, I want you to know NAACP is all about registering folks to vote. But we also need them to go vote.
Yes, and then go vote. Okay, so I was just telling you guys earlier that I've been telling the audience to get out and register to vote for the last couple of months. And I turned around, I was like, oh, wait a minute. I ain't even registered to vote. And see, you don't want that to happen because we've seen that with some celebrities that always telling people to get out there and vote and they ain't even registered to vote. So I said, okay, let me check myself. So luckily, somebody came in. They brought me my registration form. I got it posted up on Instagram so y'all can tell that I actually filled out my form and I mailed it in. So I am registered to vote. How can other people get registered to vote and when is the deadline?
Let me do this for you. Since I have Lynn Mumford here, we're going to check to make sure you're registered to vote. One of the problems we've had is that people have filled out the card, mailed it off, and lo and behold, they don't get put on the voter roll. They don't get their little voter certificate. The current one is yellow.
Hold on now. Something fishy's going on.
That's what I'm saying. So we're going to make sure you registered to vote.
Okay.
I'm going to have Lynn talk about how the NAACP is providing assistance. And then Brian can talk about what's going on around the state. But filling out the card is first step. We got to make sure they put you on the roll.
Okay.
Lynn?
Right. We've been partnering with 97.9 in doing some of the voter registration at some of the events that you all have around the city, as well as we have a lot of different efforts going on. As of right now, we actually have a crew that's out at HCC. We're doing some happy hours. We realized that we need to do things a little differently. We normally would go to all these safe and traditional places to register people, but we really need to hit some younger people or people who are traditionally not included in the process.
Oh, yeah.
So it took time for us to actually go out and pinpoint where their audience is. It may not necessarily be my type of crowd or a crowd where someplace I'm normally found. However,
you might have to go to the strip club.
Friday, Saturday nights.
Okay.
We're out with people where they're hanging out at to make sure that they're registered to vote. Here at the radio station, you all have been really supportive in bringing us to the table and making sure that we have access to some of these events.
That is awesome.
But if people aren't able to get out to that, they can log on to our website, which is thisismyvote.org.
thisismyvote.org.
That's it, exactly. Okay. thisismyvote.org. They can call 1-866-MYVOTE1.
Okay.
And we also have a mobile messaging that we're using now where if you text *6227, if you text the word Texas to that, that will keep you posted on all the different things that are going on in the state via the NAACP and what we're doing to keep people empowered and bring in the traditionally disenfranchised.
That's awesome. Give me the text again because a lot of people text. I'm a texter.
It's *6227.
Okay.
And you text the word Texas to that.
Okay. Okay, good. And that'll keep me up to date.
Now, what's the website that I can go verify that I am on the voter roll?
Here in Harris County, it's harrisvotes.com.
Harrisvotes.com. Okay.
You can go in there and you can double check to make sure. Now, this is the important part. This is what people need to look at and pay attention to. Your next to your name, it'll either say active, pending, suspended.
Oh. I need to go look.
You need to look up those things. If it's active, you're good. If it says pending or suspended, you need to make a couple of phone calls. You need to find out what you need to do to take your name off of that suspended or pending list and get it onto the active
list. How does a person get suspended?
Suspended is if you haven't participated in, I think it's one or two federal elections.
Oh, okay.
And they're questioning if you're still alive, things like
that.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Something that we've been seeing with the most recent issue of purging people from the rolls. Yeah. So you want to pay attention to those things. Pending is if you may have put in an application, there may have been something wrong with your application and they couldn't read your name. Maybe you have names similar to someone.
Your handwriting is kind of jacked up.
Exactly.
Okay.
So they need to, and they couldn't contact you to find out. If you see either of those things, if you see suspended or pending next to your name, once you look it up on the rolls, that requires a phone call. So
okay.
You need to find out what's going on.
Okay. And what is it again? What's the website?
harrisvotes.com.
Okay. Yeah. Because I'm going to look it up because I told you I mailed mine in. So I want to make sure.
So you need to make sure you're straight.
Because there ain't nothing like getting to the polls and then get your face cracked.
That's what I'm talking about.
Not at all.
We and I'm sure that happens a lot. Okay. So let's move on to the need to vote and why it's so important for us to vote?
Well, because at the end of the day, you decide. You know, the great thing about America is whoever shows up at the poll, they get to pick the elected officials that get to make the decision on behalf of the citizens.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you don't participate, to a certain degree, your voice is left out. And for African-Americans in particular, and the Hispanic community and Asians, it's been an extraordinary struggle, women also, to get the right to vote. So you don't want to give up what it took a lot of hard work and death and struggling and litigation to
and
get.
And just to piggyback on that, if you don't think it's important, look at how hard people are fighting to take that right from you.
Yeah.
If it wasn't important, they wouldn't be fighting so hard to take it from you. And on top of it, to take it from you legally so that you can no longer have a voice.
Right, right.
So just look at that.
That is, it's very serious. And this is a very important election. Every election is important. We say this every year, but this election, we know, is very important. And there are a lot of issues that that I know affect a lot of people who are listening right now. And you have to understand that if you don't get out there and vote, you can't complain about some things you always complaining about if you're not going to get out there and vote.
That's your opportunity to speak on it.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of people who are elected. Everybody thinks about president, but remember, you're electing members of Congress. You're electing a United States senator. You're electing members to the Texas legislature, House and Senate. You also have a lot of local elections. You're electing all the people. If your kid gets in trouble or you get in trouble, you have to show up before a judge.
Yeah.
Somebody breaks into your house or, you know, so you're electing judges in the state this year. You're electing county commissioners. So it's up and down the ballot that you have to pay attention. Next year, you'll be electing a mayor. You'll be electing city council. So it's, you know, people tell me, oh, I'm tired of elections. And, you know, you have to say to them, remember now, imagine if you didn't have the right to go and decide who represents you.
Yeah. You know, look at other countries.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Woo. Okay. So let's talk about this too, because, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, because there are a lot of people who I feel I can understand. We get caught up in everyday life. Okay. We got a lot going on. We got to go work. We got kids feed. We got all this other stuff. It's so hard for me to take the time to understand who everybody is that I need to be voting for. Because all we see right now, I see Obama on TV. I see Mitt Romney on TV. You know, I kind of got the president thing down pat. I know who those people are. But when it comes to the local, where can I go to find the information on these people, what they stand for, so I know exactly who it is where I can choose and where it's easy and simple?
Two places. The NAACP has a Facebook page where we've been putting up information. We have a website, and Lynn will give you all that, and also the League of Women Voters. But we've made a conscious effort this year to provide information through social media.
Good.
So that folks can get it quickly and easily. And we've been leafleting churches with the web page address, and we'll do that all the way through election, we being the NAACP.
All right. Very good.
For our website, you can log on to naacphouston.org.
Okay.
As well as for This Is My Vote, which is our voter registration initiative. That's thisismyvote.org, as well as our Facebook is NAACP. This Is My Vote Texas.
Okay.
And you can check out there. We post pretty much all of the articles, the major articles that are breaking news that people need to know, as well as the events that we're participating in where we'll be doing voter registration.
Good, good. Awesome. And the last day to get registered to vote?
The last day is October 9th. Hopefully you won't wait till the last day. You'll be good before that. So by the time October 22nd comes around for early vote, you'll be one of the first people that are out there getting it done.
Yes.
But October 9th is the last day in Harris County to register to vote.
All right.
And that's the last day for the November election. If you missed the 9th, still register to vote. We'd like you to be eligible to vote in the November election, but we want you to register and participate.
All right. All right. This is great. Okay. Well, we have a lot of resources that you guys just heard about. I'm already logged on to harrisvotes.com. About to check right now. Make sure y'all got my paperwork. So it says active next to it. Better. Okay.
All right. So look, you have verified that we are telling the truth.
Yes.
There is a website you can check. And yes. if you can't figure it out, if you call us, the NAACP, Lynn Mumford, who's our statewide coordinator, has a staff that we will help you. We'll yes. even come out and register you. We'll come out and help you do whatever you need because it's that important to us.
All right. No excuses. Brian, over here in the corner. We got him sitting in the corner. Brian, why do you feel it's so necessary to get out there and vote? What are your reasons for voting?
The reasons for me for voting has to do with a lot of the foundational pieces, education that I care about for my son who's in kindergarten. It starts with voting.
Yeah.
Me as a businessman, business public policy, business policies come through the election, whether it be social policies that you know also affect my voting. And so if I care so deeply about my family, I should care about voting because that's how I speak through action. And so
going
to vote makes that available.
Very nice. Okay, November 6th. Y'all better be out there. I'm going to be watching. Santa's going to be watching too. All right. I want to thank you guys so much. Lynn, Carole, Brian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you,
thank
JJ.
Thank you, JJ.
Yay. And this is Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.